Now, I want to leave you with two final suggestions for completing your shift into entrepreneurialism. Number one, do it now. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Fear keeps people from taking action and moving forward. Their mind invents 1,000 excuses to why they are not ready. I'll start on Monday. I need to organize my list. I need to get my business cards first. I need to get a new briefcase, file folders, or paste the pictures on my vision board first. Don't get caught up in this paralysis. Too many people fall prey to the ready, aim syndrome, and ultimately never fire. Admittingly, the hardest step to take on that 1,000-mile journey is that first one. Destroy that fear by taking it quickly, without even thinking about it. Just lunge your body forward, and without conscious thought, your right foot will fly out in front of you and catch your fall. Then, without hesitation, lunge your body forward again, and your left foot will spring forth to catch you. But don't stop now. You are starting the move. Lunge your body forward again, and wow, here comes the right foot again. It's a miracle. Even if you trip and fall, at least you have moved forward. You did the hardest part of the 1,000-mile journey. You started. You remember back in high school physics class, Newton's law of inertia, right? A body at rest tends to stay at rest unless acted upon by an external, unbalanced force. Well, make that external force be your own mental shove in the back that forces your body forward. I promise your feet will catch your fall. Now, Newton's second law can kick in. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. And yeah, you have done what 90% of people fail to do. Get started. Napoleon Hill once asked an audience, what is the average number of times that a person tries to achieve a new goal before they give up? After several guesses from the audience, he gave the answer, less than one. Most people give up before they even try. Even though they want to improve their lives, increase their income, accomplish more, most people respond with, I can't, in their heads and give up before even starting. So, before the law of diminishing intent overtakes you, strike while the iron is hot. The time to begin is when the emotion is high and intentions are strong. Now is that time. Jim Rohn writes, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. Now is the time to act. No, I'm serious. Now, not next week, tomorrow, or even later today. When this audio is done, I want you to take some action. Take the product and share it with 3 people right now. Use any tool, an audio, DVD, magazine, conference call, recorded call-in line, website, whatever, and show it to 3 people today. I can hear you saying, but I'm not ready. I don't know what I'm doing yet. That's great. In fact, many times it's the best time to jump into massive action. Why? Because you can honestly and openly say, a friend of mine showed me this new product. I've tried it and I think it's amazing. You should try it. And they ask, well, what's in it and how does it work? You can say, heck, I don't really know. All I know is it worked for me. Try it for yourself. Or you can say, a friend of mine is really excited about this new business idea. I think I'm going to try it too. I can't even really explain what it is, but it's all on this audio, DVD, website, or in this magazine, whatever. Right now, ignorance is truly a blissful asset. Use it while you can. I love the principle that teaches, the heavy chains of worry are always forged in idle hours. Take action fast so you can see some success fast. So let me give you a counterintuitive way of getting some success fast. Go get a lot of failure fast. Watson, the former president of IBM, said, the key to success is massive failure. If you want more success, double your rate of failure, he said. This is one of the earliest success philosophies I was taught. It has earned me millions of dollars over the years, and I'm now going to pass it on to you. Make your goal not the number of people you're going to get to buy or join. Make your goal the number of people you're going to get to say no. Make the no's your goal. Why? Well, Watson just told you, it's the key to success. So by making the no your goal, you not only make it okay for people to tell you no, when they do, you are happy about it, not sad. You are one step closer to accomplishing your goal. This 180-degree mindset will have miraculous consequences in how you move forward, understand, and accept rejection and failure. You will now see it as progress rather than failure. You will feel victory rather than defeat. You will seek it rather than try to avoid it. In the end, it simply comes down to a numbers game. I want you to remember this as you journey forward in the building of your new business. Some will, some won't, so what, next. Just move on to the next person. I want to challenge you with this as your first goal. Now, it's a big goal, so I want you to be ready. You can cut it in half or a fourth if you only want half or a quarter of the success, but if you really want to break the inertia, not walk off the starting line, but leap off it, this is the goal I want to challenge you to take on. Are you ready? Okay, go get 10 people to tell you no in the next 7 days. It can be no thank you, no way, you've got to be out of your freaking mind no, or simply no. But maybes don't really count. To hit your goal, you need to get 10 definitive, dead certain no's. Do as Jim Rohn said, invite them to be one of your 7 out of 10 who say no so you can keep the law of averages moving along. So to do this, my guess is you will have to introduce about 30 people over the next 7 days, as 20 of them will still be waffling as you chase them around in the follow-up process. These need to be quality introductions too, which means getting the product or tool in their hands, an audio, DVD, magazine, a live meeting, conference call, or other tools the company has professionally produced for you. Then ask, do you want to buy it or do you want in with me? I'm going to be very successful at this with or without you. Do you want to come with me or not? Either way, it's no sweat off my back. That's it. Go get 10 people to respond with no. During that process, it's likely someone will say, yes, I want that, or heck yes, I'm with you. But that's not the goal. Just an interesting bonus. The goal is to get 10 no's. Fair enough? Now, do it. This might be the most important challenge you ever take on. Not that it's that big or even that hard, but there's incredible magic in taking significant enough action to get yourself moving forward, long enough to progress through enough defeats to gain enough victories to have you live to play another day. That starting process could be the difference of you making it, thus making the shift, which a year, 2, or 5 from now could be the reason why you're living such an abundant lifestyle with complete financial and time freedom, leisure traveling around the world, and making a significant contribution to the people and the organizations you care about. How this adventure ends for you has a lot to do with how it starts. Get started now. And here is the last ingredient I suggest you need to make the shift to entrepreneurship. It is one of the key ingredients I observe in all the great achievers I get a chance to meet, and it is this: resolve. I love the quote from Benjamin Disraeli, "Nothing can resist a human will that will stake even its existence on its stated purpose." This simply means, I'll do it or die. Wow, nothing can get in your way with that conviction of commitment. I want you to see your new entrepreneurial business as your mountain in life with a this is it mindset.